Well, it is that time of year. No, not hurricane season. Campaign season. Campaign season's already here. Qualifying a little over a week ago. Elections coming up in November. So let's start talking with candidates. We're going to start with the incumbent mayor, president of Baton Rouge, Sharon Westenbroom. Welcome back. It's been too long.
It has been too long, Brian.
It has been a minute. But hey, that's about to change because the campaign trail is here. So yes. We will make sure to have you in a few times before election day. Yes. Before we get into the campaign, though, I've got to start with some business. Over at WAFB, Scotty Hunter's got a story out about a employee who put in an unexpected resignation. The story says neither the mayor's office nor the parish attorney's office is saying anything about the sudden resignation of Assistant Chief Administrative Officer Courtney Scott. She's apparently accused of hitting somebody with a chair, I think is how the story goes. We've got to start off with me asking for your comments on what went down.
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, let's dismiss any type of thoughts or rhetoric about me not wanting to be transparent. I have built my administration on transparency. Mm-hmm. But as you know, Scotty, I have over 4,000 employees, and there are personnel protocols that are in place. But let me just say this. Mm-hmm. I do not condone violence with anyone, mm-hmm. especially employees. And when I heard of this incident, I immediately took action when I heard about it. There was an investigation that started to take place. And it was not long after that investigation that Ms. Scott decided that it was best that she resign. So I took action. You know, we're not a city that condones violence at any level, and especially among employees. So we took action. She chose the path, rightfully so, to resign. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of the story.
Okay. I would assume it's at that point that the attorneys take over. I mean, that's you need to follow their advice as well. So I just wanted to get it out there because it's out in the news right now. I wouldn't be doing my job if it didn't happen.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, let's shift our focus back towards November, and what you're seeking here is another mm-hmm. term as mayor president of East Baton Rouge. Why?
Well, first of all, I will tell you, Brian, it's the same motivation that I had when I first ran for office, and that's a heart for public service. But more importantly, we have built a strong foundation, pathways to progress for the city and parish, and I want to finish the job. As you know, my predecessor, Mayor Kip Holden, was able to have 12 years in office. I believe that we have certainly demonstrated our ability to get things done in city parish government. We've worked to make sustainable environments and infrastructure. We've worked to create equitable business opportunities. And so I want to continue to build on that for the next 4 years.
Let's talk about the previous four, previous eight's fair. Yeah. What have been some of your biggest challenges, some of the things that you've struggled with in growing yourself within that leadership role?
Well, first of all, I came into office in a season that was very unusual that no mayor in the history of Baton Rouge had. For example, when I came into office in 2017, 2016 was a year riddled with trauma. We know we had the killing of Alton Sterling. We had the ambush and killing of our police officers. And we had the great flood of 2016.
Yes.
So I come into office in 2017, still not in my house because of the great flood. And I started a healing process of the trauma that we had gone through. So that's one situation that we've had to deal with. Then we had many weather events where I was standing up MOSEP and responding to weather events that were taking place. Then thirdly, we had a pandemic.
Yeah.
So through all of that, Brian, we remain standing and we are strong as a city and as a parish. We have the strongest economy here in this region than anywhere in the state of Louisiana.
I mean, the way you spell it out, it makes it sound like Baton Rouge's snake bit. Because, Kip Holden's time as mayor, I mean, he was we had to adopt all of New Orleans for Katrina.
Correct.
And then we had Gustav and Ike come through that hit Baton Rouge a little more square on. And then, like, everything you spelled out about 2016 was kind of the culmination of, or the end of his time in the mayor's office. And then
I inherited that.
Yes. And then you have all the hurricanes of 2020, which right. I think we had, what, 70, 75 hurricanes in 1 year?
Let me just say, I almost lived at MOSEP. We had so many.
But and then on top of that, we had the pandemic. All right, yes. So let's talk about the priorities moving forward. Mm-hmm. If you are reelected in November of this year, or December, mm-hmm. What are your biggest priorities for Baton Rouge, just picking up your mantle and carrying it for 4 more years?
Well, first of all, my biggest priorities would be to continue to increase community safety. Mm-hmm. I know that everyone wants to live in a community where they feel safe. Thanks to the work of our new police chief, Morris, we have seen a peak, but we are moving in a direction where we will see stability as it relates to crime in our community. And so we're going to continue to use those methods that have worked when we had a significant reduction of crime. Secondly, I am very excited about transformative projects that are on the burner that will take us to 2025 and beyond. Let's start with the River Center Hotel Convention Center that we that I have embarked upon, mm-hmm. Gotten the blessings of the Metro Council, and we will continue to move forward because I believe that Baton Rouge is positioned to be the best mid-sized city in America. And having a first-class convention center and hotel conference center will help take us there. Mm-hmm. In addition to that project, there are two other existing projects, as you know, the Memorial Stadium project and the LSU project that are going to be transformative. And so we have a lot of work to do with those projects. One other thing, Brian, one of my cornerstones of transformation will be the riverfront development. We already have students who have given us a preliminary design of what the riverfront development could look like. I have a vision for that riverfront development taking place from the Bluffs, one of the most beautiful views of the Mississippi River, mm-hmm. to all the way out almost to LSU, downtown being an emphasis as well. I have the privilege of serving on the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative. It's made up of mayors, and our common denominator is the Mississippi River. The Mississippi River is one of the greatest assets that we have right here in this city and parish. So we're going to make sure that we utilize that riverfront for tourist attraction and to improve quality of place for the citizens right here in Baton Rouge.
What does that look like? I find it's impossible for me not to be romantic about the river. I mean, yes. From Mark Twain all the way through yes. today, it's impossible not to just look at that river and see the force of nature
yes.
that it is,
yes.
the
yes.
force of business that it yes. is, and the force of just humanity that it can be. It can yes. be a place where we all come together. What does a riverfront development look like?
Well, for example, we've looked at other developments in other cities. There's opportunity not only for recreation in the downtown area, but there's also opportunity to have it as a location where folks, we can design it, where a location where people can have weddings, where they can have special family celebrations. We can go all the way out towards Nicholson, and we can do a park in that area, a family park. And as I said, at Southern University, and listen, I'm not the architect, mm-hmm. I'm not the engineer, so we've got to put pencil to paper to get that design. But
sure.
at Southern University, the Bluffs can be a gateway to the Mississippi River for our visitors to see one of the most beautiful and scenic views of the Mississippi River.
They need a dock up there.
Yeah, well, you know, all things are possible.
So you mentioned Southern. We got Mayor President Sharon Weston Brueman with us, who is seeking re-election this fall. You mentioned Southern University. You mentioned Nicholson, which would connect us back mm. to LSU and a potential new arena. You got mm. the River Center project downtown. We got the Florida Boulevard corridor
exactly.
Going on as well. Let's talk logistics.
Yes.
Bringing these things together, I feel like everyone who has been in your seat has either swung and missed or fouled them off.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make all these things come together to where one Baton Rouge is an actual possibility?
Yeah, well, they come together because, first of all, there's the momentum around these projects right now. A lot of it has to do with timing. Secondly, one of the challenges that I think we've had historically has been the absence of partnerships. Now there is a heightened desire to have public-private partnerships, and that's why these transformative projects, I believe, will not just be a vision, but we'll see the manifestation of them as well.
Have we been stuck in a kind of a too negative of mentality about public-private partnerships? Look, dating back to Catfish Town, right? I think that's soured everybody for quite some time. Are we finally getting back on the right track there?
I believe that we are getting on the right track of public-private partnerships. We have a strong business community here who is saying yes to transformative projects. We are putting our dollars and cents that we can from city parish government and coupling them to make things happen. Listen, we are a city that is definitely on the move, growing. Very soon, I'll be cutting the ribbon for the new Amazon Fulfillment Center, just to give you an example. Mm-hmm. So that Florida corridor now is becoming a thriving corridor. Amazon is serving as a catalyst for new businesses along that corridor. But I don't want to forget another corridor project, Brian, and that is the Plank Road Corridor Project. Mm-hmm. You might have seen recently we did a ribbon cutting, or groundbreaking rather, for the bus rapid transit.
Yes.
And that is going to connect North Baton Rouge to South Baton Rouge, and it will be a part also of our Plank Road Corridor Project. So for all the people who always ask me what's going to happen about Plank Road, first, we're going to fix it, start fixing it this year, and then we're going to develop it.
Yeah, pave it. I mean, that would be...
Yeah, yeah. We're going to fix it.
That's a good start. Pave it.
We are going to fix it.
And then jobs after that. I mean, bringing jobs to Plank Road is an unbelievable challenge.
Absolutely. So we will do that as well. Listen, Move EBR, 72 transformative projects that are going to be taking place. And even this year, and you know, I had a lady, Brian, say this to me. She said, you know, Mayor, what I like is that I am seeing projects not just in one side of our city, but throughout our city. And so we've got 72 projects for Move EBR, but our projects in 2024, Plank Road, Old Hammond Highway, McHugh Road, Mall of Louisiana, Dijon, Hooper Road, McHost Road, Groom Road, Jefferson Highway, College Drive, Nicholson Drive. So we are making a difference through the Move EBR project, our largest infrastructure project, by the way, in the history of Baton Rouge.
I got to ask you about that one before I get you out of here.
I know what you're going to ask me, I think.
About Nicholson? Are we doing too many road projects at once? Would it be better to focus on one and get it done? Nicholson field, and I know, like, I know a few listeners in particular are just irate about Nicholson has been a mess forever.
Yeah,
it, we're seeing progress now, but like,
Well, our focus, of course, is Brightside and Gurrier.
Yeah,
and so I will tell you that sometimes there is what I call short-term discomfort for long-term gain. Mm-hmm. But the end result will be a road that everyone will like to travel. You know, for example, I don't know how many calls that you have gotten about Jefferson Highway.
Oh.
Jefferson Highway.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say, Jefferson Highway, of course, is a state road, mm-hmm. but it's going to be transferred to the city of Baton Rouge. They've just completed and working on phase one. They've had a lot of challenges because of the weather. And you can't, you know, set concrete or the what they're using during wet seasons. So it's kind of pushed them back. But I see the project is now moving forward, and phase one will be completed soon. And hopefully by November, we'll see that completed.
Well, looking forward to it for sure. First of many interviews as the campaign trail is in front of us now. Yes. We'll be deep diving into individual issues later on. In the meanwhile, Mayor President Sharon Weston-Broome, her hat is in the ring to have one more term as our mayor. Thank you so much for a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you. Experienced and proven leadership.